Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Entercom Communications. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
Good morning, it's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective, and this morning I have a room full of guests in the studio from Spike's Canine Fund to talk about an upcoming event next Saturday, Luck of the Canine. So first, Emily Gray is with me. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what Spike's Canine Fund is?
So Spike's Canine Fund is a nonprofit that helps out working dogs.
And how did this organization get started?
We were founded in 2014 by James Hatch. He's a retired Naval Special Warfare Operator. He was wounded on his last mission, which ended his career. And after that, he could no longer serve in the military, so he wanted to give back to the dogs that saved him.
Now you say give back to the dogs that saved him. What all do you do for working dogs?
So we help them with medical expenses when they become sick or injured. And then we also assist with equipment needs like ballistic vests, heat alarms, GPS trackers.
Now there's many different types of working dogs. What is there a certain type that you assist?
Yeah, we help out both active and retired, search and rescue, military, and police.
Now, off the top of your head, do you know how many dogs you've helped in the U.S.?
Yep, we are up to 1,030 dogs in 45 states.
Wow, 45 states.
Yeah.
What states have you not been to?
Wyoming, Hawaii, which we're really trying hard, New Hampshire, Nebraska, and South Dakota.
Now, Jimmy is not here with us today. Where is he?
He is in class at Yale University.
I remember he was in here recently, and we were talking about that. What an experience for him. He always wanted to go to college and just was like, why not? Why not now?
Yeah.
And now with him being away for school, does that mean your workload is much more heavier?
Yeah, it's picked up. But we have some good help, so.
Now you have an upcoming fundraiser, Luck of the Canine. When and where is this happening?
So it's going to take place at American Brew over off of Shore Drive in Virginia Beach, and it's going to start at 12 o'clock and go till 3.
Now, will Jimmy be in town for this?
He will. He's going to be on spring break.
American Brew, you mentioned, is located on Shore Drive. Why this location?
So the owner of American Brew, Ashley Horner, she is a big supporter of ours, and we got together and wanted to do a fundraiser, and so it's the perfect place for one.
Is this the first time that she's helped you guys with fundraisers?
No, actually. A few years ago, she rode 300 miles to raise money for the working dogs.
Wow.
She got it done in less than a week, so...
Oof.
Yeah,
jeez.
She's a good one to team up with.
So Ashley is doing something special before the event, correct?
Correct.
And what is that?
Yeah, she's going to be rowing for 25 hours. So she's going to start rowing on Friday at 11 at American Brew, and she's going to row through the night up until the event to raise some awareness for us.
So you just said that she's going to be rowing at American Brew.
Yep.
So like on a machine.
Yep.
For 25 hours.
Yep.
In the parking lot.
Yep.
So people can drive by American Brew and see her rowing just to raise awareness for you guys.
Yep, exactly.
Now, is there a significance behind 25 hours?
Yeah, so there's an estimated 25,000 working dogs in the U.S. So that number 25 just stuck with her. So instead of just rowing the 25,000 meters, which is a lot, she turned it into 25 hours. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Luck of the Canine, what type of activities will be going on that day?
So it's going to be a St. Patrick's Day themed event. We're going to have dog demos. They're going to look for some gold. The decoy is going to be dressed as a leprechaun. We're going to have some food and drink items that are St. Patty's Day themed and some good music, good food.
I have Liz in the studio with us as well. Liz, do you want to talk a little bit about the food and drinks?
So we'll be having a lot of green themed items. We have our signature lean green sandwich, which is delicious with spinach, basil aioli. We also have our sweet green smoothie. And we're also going to be serving our signature American Brew drink, which is going to be called the Irish Goodbye. So it's an alcoholic beverage that you guys can enjoy. And most of those proceeds will go to the Spike's Canine Fund.
Is this event family friendly?
Yes.
With the proceeds that you guys raised that day, what do you plan on doing with that?
So the proceeds are going to help dogs with ballistic vests. So we have a long list of dogs in need around the country that need ballistic protection. So the proceeds from this event will help with that.
Now, if someone can't attend this event, but they want to get involved, how can they help?
They can go on social media, share the event with their family and friends, see if they can make get, just help us spread the word.
And if someone wants to get in touch with you directly, how do they go about doing that?
They can contact us at spikescaninefund@gmail.com.
And again, let's run down the details one more time for Luck of the Canine. So the date, location, and what our listeners can expect.
So it's going to be Saturday the 14th from 12 to 3. Come out, enjoy some good food, drinks, live music, and dog demos. They're going to be really cool. And we'll actually be fitting three dogs, local dogs there for Ballistic Vest.
Okay. So. Local dogs from what departments?
Portsmouth and Chesapeake.
Portsmouth and Chesapeake. Again, if you're listening and you want to get more information, we've made it really easy for you. You can just text LUCK, that's L-U-C-K, to 757-104 for all the info to be sent to your phone. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today to talk about this event. And again, text LUCK to 757-104 for all the info.
This has been Hampton Roads Perspectives. If you would like to share information about an event or organization to be featured on a future program, please send us an email. The address is hrp@entercom.com. That's hrp@entercom.com. Or send the information to Entercom Communications, 236 Clearfield Avenue, Suite 206, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23462. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Entercom Communications. Hampton Roads Perspectives is a public service of Entercom Communications.